Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verse 50. He shows mercy from generation to all who fear him. Mary's song gives us, in very few words, an amazing description of God. She sings of the way in which God has blessed her life, but then goes on to speak of the way in which he brings his life and salvation to all who follow him. On two occasions, she draws attention to the fact that God is a God of mercy, and we shouldn't rush past this word. In verse 49, she declares that the Mighty One is holy. That is to say, God is totally pure, true, and completely separated from anything that's sinful. That's wonderful. But it presents us with an enormous problem, because we're definitely not any of those things. Hard as we might try, we're a long way from being holy, and that means that there's a huge distance between us and God. Only God's mercy can bridge the gulf. Only his willingness to reach out to us, to be generous and forgiving, can enable us to enter into a relationship with him. David knew all about God's mercy. He was not only a king, but also a powerful and very successful military leader. He was used to getting his own way. When he saw a beautiful young woman bathing one day, he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and within moments he was making love to her. The problem was that she was married, and shortly afterwards she discovered that she was pregnant. Her husband was a soldier, and so David gave permission for him to come home on leave. If they made love, then no one would question who the father was. But David hadn't reckoned on the high principles of Uriah, the husband, who refused to sleep at home whilst his unit were fighting on the front line. Even after David got him drunk, Uriah refused. So David needed to come up with another plan. In his desperation, he arranged for Uriah's murder. One disaster followed another, because that's what sin does. But thanks to the blunt ministry of Nathan the prophet, David was confronted with his sins and discovered God's mercy. God's mercy changed the script for King David, as it always does. When we learn that God does not deal with us according to our sins, everything changes. He reaches out to us, failed as we are, with love and mercy. All I can say is, thanks be to God. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you're willing to set us free from our sins and to give us a new life. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you could hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a wonderful day.